The Burt Show.
All right, here comes your entertainment buzz with Abby.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Beyoncé's new album, Cowboy Carter, is a bit of a group effort, if you will. I mean, if we want to call it a group project, Beyoncé is like the A-plus student that's carrying the team on her back. But there are some really awesome people that are also featured on this album that I wanted to make sure we gave them a shout out. So Linda Martell is featured on the album, and she made history in 1969 when she became the first black female singer to perform at the Grand Ole Opry. She received multiple standing ovations that night, but then afterwards her record label dropped her. So she's featured on one of my favorite tracks off the album. It's called Spaghetti. That was actually the first one I tuned into because I was like, why does Beyonce have a song called Spaghetti on here? And turns out it's just like an absolute banger. Beyonce also features an artist called Willie Jones and also an artist called Shaboozy, and they have tons of fans in Nashville because they mix country and hip hop together. Obviously Dolly Parton's featured on the album. One of her other children, Rumi Carter, is featured on this album. She was like, yeah, Blue Ivy can't be one of my only kids with a Grammy. We gotta get Rumi on here too. Willie Nelson's featured on here. Post Malone, Miley Cyrus, and a little known fact, Taylor Swift is backing vocals on a track called Bodyguard, which is about having a very high profile relationship. So for all my Swifties out there, you'll probably like thinking about Travis Kelce when you hear the song.
Yeah, so as I've been listening to the album in studio, I came across the song, I think Just for Fun with Willie Jones.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's really, really good. Tommy?
So, Katie was blown away by this fact, so I'll share it with you. You were asking why would she have a song called Spaghetti on there?
Mm-hmm.
There's a such thing as spaghetti westerns.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to the music within that, it's got spaghetti western music mixed into the thing. So
that's so interesting. Well, yeah. Thanks for the tidbit of information, because I thought it was just like a callback to that Instagram photo she posted where she was eating spaghetti on her private plane.
Nope, she's a genius.
I mean, she really, the amount of thought process that goes into every minute detail, you can tell this was very thoughtful. This was very curated. This was just, I mean, all of her projects are passion projects. And something I had said as I'm sitting here listening to the album, and when you hear like, you know, Cowboy Carter, a country album, that's what it really is, covering a multitude of genres here as you're listening to each song. And I love it because the country songs, Beyonce didn't bend to country. She had country bend to her. Like, she's not coming in with like this twangy, like your typical quintessential country twangy voice or whatever. This is Beyonce singing, and it has a little bit of country flair to it. And it's just, so far, I can't speak highly enough of it. It's just so well done.
Yeah. And she released a press release all about her inspirations behind this. She talked about some of the movies that she had on in the background while she was recording it. Killers of the Flower Moon was one of them. But she also talked about her upbringing in Houston, how she loved going to the Houston Rodeo and seeing the diverse crowd there. So I really hope that the Houston Rodeo takes note of how much people are loving this album and give her a chance to perform at this event that clearly had a huge impact on her and her music career. And then I would want to fly out to Houston and see Beyonce at the rodeo, because I know it would be such an incredible performance.
And like, music is fun. It's supposed to evoke emotion, which she does, but also at the time, I love that she's like, it is intentional, but it's not forced. Her music is also educational. Like, you learn something through like the artist that she has partnered up with, the lyrics, the songs, like all of it. Like, you actually walk away from this album having learned something.
Yeah, it's very clear that she took the 5 years that she said that she did to create this album. Mm-hmm. And like you said, there's so much thought and intentionality in everything that she's done. All of the artists that she's chosen to feature, all of the covers that she's chosen to have on there feel very, very chosen and intentional and tell the story of the album. And one of the coolest parts about this is that, you know, there's 27 items on this album. So if you go to stream it and you listen to it from start to finish, it's cyclical. So you'll listen to the last track, and then when it starts from the beginning, it flows into the next, into the first track of the album. So it's a masterclass in storytelling, how she starts things the way that she ends it. We learned that in my reporting class in college. It's called circular storytelling. And to me, if this album does not win album of the year already, like not even knowing what's going to come out later this year, and I say this as a Taylor Swift fan because she's dropping an album in a month, this already to me is worthy of getting Beyonce that album of the year at the Grammys, and I think it'd be well deserved. And It would be
long overdue
is the word that I'm looking for. So shout out to Beyonce. This has been such an incredible album. You did what you set out for. Rent was due, and it has been paid twice over. All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.